Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Joseph. I'm calling with Opinion Survey. How you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm almost out of here. Real quick, I was actually calling because we're conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about, you know, attitudes and opinions. Basically, it actually comes down to this, you know, women empowerment, basically, today's society. And just wanted to ask a few questions if you could help me with this.
Sure.
Wonderful. Do you think yourself as a male, female, or something else?
A female.
Okay. What year of your birth?
Sometime in the 90s.
I hear you. Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, or are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay. Cool. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Okay. What is your race? White, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Okay. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the country?
Negative, positive. I don't know. Let's be optimistic and say positive.
Okay. How about your own future? Negative or positive?
Positive.
Okay. The future of the planet?
Negative.
Negative? Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate your amount of power you feel your vote has to, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your power has a lot. Your vote has a lot of power.
6.
Okay. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Immigration, health care, climate change, crime, education, gun violence, abortion access, economy and cost of living, racism, discrimination, national security, mental health, student loans.
Whew, 3?
Yeah.
All right. Was racism and discrimination in the same category?
Yes.
Okay. That's 1. Mm-hmm. Cost of living.
Okay.
Oh, man. Education.
Education. Okay. Cool. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Your education, relationships, advancing in your career, work-life balance, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, economic security, finance independence, hobby and free time activities, contributing to positive change in your community, improving your or maintaining physical health, or other?
Maintaining physical health, relationships, and career.
Okay. And career. Eventually in your career. Okay. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your role in a relationship, your spiritual, religious beliefs, being young, your profession, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, being American, being a woman, your personality, being a member of your racial ethnic group.
I guess hobbies, my job, or whatever that one was.
Uh-huh. Your profession.
Yeah. What was the first one?
Your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend.
Yeah, we'll do that one.
Okay, cool. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Disappointment, sadness, dread, happiness, exhaustion, pride, hope, anger, frustration.
Frustration and dread.
Okay. And which of those following statements comes close to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or C, our government political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
C.
C, okay. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three. Power-hungry politicians seeking control, systematic racism, corporate money has too many influence, not enough people getting involved to make our voice heard. Politicians are out of touch with daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. The two-party system. Too many old white men in power, or none of the above.
The first three.
The first three, political party of seeking control, systematic racism, and corporate money has too many influence. Okay. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Congress.
Somewhat.
Okay. The Supreme Court.
More than somewhat, whatever the next option.
A lot?
Yeah.
A lot. Okay, cool. Your city government.
Somewhat.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofit, grassroots coalition.
Somewhat.
Okay. Your state government.
Somewhat.
President Biden.
Somewhat.
Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Somewhat.
Okay. You will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by U.S. Supreme Court. For each one, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives. So it makes you very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, not at all. So the first one says, the Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Very motivating.
Very, I'm sorry?
So I'm sorry, I'm motivated in what was...
Does that, how it affects your motivation to help in that change, the civic participation?
Yeah.
Is that like, so is that like somewhat motivating or somewhat unmotivating or not at all?
Somewhat motivating.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses just to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them service.
The highest level of motivation.
Of not motivating?
No, very motivated.
Oh, very much. Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Motivated.
Somewhat very?
Very.
Okay. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down on the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade?
Very motivated.
Okay.
Due to all of those.
And in your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, or not effective at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Boycotting a company.
Somewhat effective.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat.
Signing a petition?
Not very much.
Not, okay. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media?
Sure, somewhat.
Okay. Attending a protest?
Somewhat.
Voting in elections?
Very.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that you may have made it hard for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported to keep them from voting. Which of the best describes why you may not have voted in the previous election? You may choose up to three. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time. You didn't know or how to with the vote register. Inconvenience. You didn't think your vote would count properly. You didn't have know enough about the candidates. There were intimidating presence at your polling place. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't have time to vote. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you face other obstacles.
I would say the time one.
The time then your mail-in ballot didn't arrive on time?
Oh no. The one closer to the end.
You didn't have time to vote?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another one or is that it?
That's it.
Okay. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade, restricting access for people across the country to triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we won't accept this attack on our rights by becoming together in protests and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy and protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Does that engage you a lot more, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more? Okay. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporation is making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay for their fair share.
A lot motivated. And I'm sorry, do you know how many questions are left? Because I...
Yeah.
I have to go. Sorry.
No worries. So there's like two more statements. There's like three more questions. So we're almost done. I'll try to make this as fast as possible.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Appreciate that. I'm sorry for that. I know
no,
you're late.
Okay.
So
Big Brother song. I know we gotta watch that.
Oh, you like that? Okay.
It's like the only one.
I'm gonna try to make this fast. So young voters turned out to be a huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and AAPI representatives in history. And our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of the eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters the decisive influence on election outcomes. This puts power into the action so that our government reflects us and our values. A lot more, little more, little less, or a lot less engaged.
A lot more engaged.
Okay. A lot more. Okay. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan, projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is a crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this to be a livable, sustainable future. A lot more, a lot. Little more. Okay.
More motivating.
Okay. And which of the media sources do you check the most for any new content? You may choose two: Instagram, Twitter, News International article, TikTok, local news podcast, Facebook, national TV, international, YouTube.
Okay. I feel like I'm saying Facebook, but I'm like not used to. It's like NPR and CNN, but like on Facebook, I'm not like looking at Facebook posts. I don't know if that
makes
sense.
Yeah, yeah. Would that be the only one, or do you use another?
No, that's it. That's all.
Okay. Thinking about the content you consume online, what topics do you seek out the most? Hobbies, tips and hacks, science, technology, show, movies, music, government, politics, humor, memes, health and beauty, self-care, business, finance, sports, news, current events.
Health and beauty.
Okay. And what was the highest level you completed? Or the highest degree you have? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma equivalent, some college no degree, associate degree, bachelor, master's, professional.
I have a master's degree.
Okay. And you consider yourself hetero or straight, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, nothing or something else?
Bye.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, widowed?
Living with a partner.
Okay. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. In politics, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Democrat.
Okay. Do you consider a strong or not so strong Democrat?
I don't know. Maybe not so true.
Okay. How do you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, student?
Full-time.
Oh. For whom did you vote 2020 election for president? Were you able not to vote? Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, something else, not eligible?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And last year, the 2022, was the total family income, all sources before taxes? Just stop me. Less than 24, 25 to 35, 35 to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74,000, 85, yeah.
This is like total income?
Yeah, before taxes.
I don't know.
I remember.
Total household. Maybe 100 even. I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. No worries. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. I'm sorry to pick up your time.
Okay.
Have a great
evening.
Appreciate you.
You too.
All right. Goodbye.